This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Home foreclosures in Massachusetts fell to a six-year low in October. That's according to the Warren Group, the private company that tracks local real estate.
But is it good news? And if so, how long will it last? The same report finds that foreclosure petitions, the first step in the process, are up more than 20% in comparison to this time last year. So what does this say about the housing market in Massachusetts? We're joined now by Barbara Anthony, the State Undersecretary of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation. Barbara Anthony, welcome back to Radio Boston.
It's great to be back. Hello, Meghna. Hello, Anthony.
So let me first ask you, we have two data points pulling in two different directions. What do you think this means in terms of the true state of the housing market in Massachusetts?
Let me consult my crystal ball, first of all. So the thing is that first of all, in terms of petitions being up, I think that there's general consensus that that's just a reflection of a backlog of petitions that we've seen for the past year and a half because of the legal problems surrounding foreclosures, such as the robo-signing, failure to have possessed title to the property before it was foreclosed. And I think a lot of lenders held off filing petitions while those legal problems got resolved, and now they have been resolved. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure whether it means that more people are delinquent or whether or not these are folks that have just been held in abeyance until now. I think and we don't know for sure, but we certainly know that there were legal problems that have been resolved. Now, a lot of things have happened while these legal problems are being resolved. We had a national settlement by state attorneys general and banking commissioners, including our own here in Massachusetts,
right,
that is going to be pouring billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars into Massachusetts in terms of helping to modify mortgages. We've also passed a great piece of legislation here, a new foreclosure law that requires that lenders of mortgages, of certain kinds of loans, basically have to do the math before they can foreclose.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that if it costs more to foreclose than it does to modify a loan, then you can't foreclose. It's doing the math. It's some of the things that many advocates and we have been saying for some time, that in the early days of the foreclosure crisis, it took banks, lenders, a while to restructure themselves organizationally within themselves so that they could handle the volume of foreclosures in a way that wasn't simply, let's just foreclose.
Well, let me just jump in here for a second. So this is a proposed expansion to a new state law that already exists that forces mediation between lenders and homeowners when they're dealing with the predatory or high-interest loans.
It's a new law. It's built on the old law. We still have the 150-day right to cure.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a notice of delinquency, you have 150 days or 5 months to cure it. But what this law does is it requires that before you can foreclose, you have to go through a net present value analysis.
Right.
It doesn't, in a sense that I guess does force some kind of mediation, but the mediation, if you want to put it that way, Meghna, it has parameters. And the parameters are the math. And it's a reasonable and a sensible approach.
Well, how much of an effect do you think if the law and these new regulations are put into place, would it have? We're already seeing, in terms of the Warren Group report, a six-year low in terms of foreclosures that went the entire way.
Well, I think this law plus new regulations that have been proposed by our own state division of banks that apply to loan servicers, which basically requires something very similar. The services can't initiate foreclosure unless they investigate all available loss mitigation factors. I think those two and the Attorney General's settlement with five major lenders, I think those three elements, the settlement with major lenders, this new law that I just spoke about, and these new proposed these new proposed regulations, I would expect that they will have a positive mm-hmm. effect in terms of the numbers of modifications, maybe deeds in lieu of foreclosure, maybe short sales, other kinds of resolutions to foreclosure problems other than simply a slam dunk, the house is gone and you're out of
right.
here.
Let me ask you a final question. I mean, last year, as you pointed out, we saw a temporary sort of maybe an artificial depression in the number of foreclosures for all those reasons that you mentioned. So we could potentially see them go back up this year and next. But what I was curious to know about is, it's still, the problems are very much exacerbated in certain communities in Massachusetts, Brockton, Springfield, Lynn, mm-hmm. who are experiencing disproportionately more foreclosures than other areas. I mean, are these communities likely to continue to suffer?
Well, I think as you point out that there is unevenness around the Commonwealth. I think certainly some of the gateway cities have experienced, you know, a large percentage of foreclosures. Some, you know, fairly high. But I think that's why the new law and the servicer regs of the banking commissioner are desperately needed. And of course, they're going to go where the foreclosure the petitions do exist. So I think that there will be hopefully a proportional diminution in the amount of foreclosures as these laws continue to roll out and are taken advantage of by lenders and borrowers.
Barbara Anthony is the Undersecretary of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you now. Bye now. Bye.